a few years ago, as a possibility came up for me to change what I was doing and possibly leave and deal more with Bachrim than Avreichim. And I had a long conversation with Mr. Berkowitz. One of the things that I mentioned in the middle was that there is an aspect of the Bachrim, when you're a Rebbe for a Bachrim, there's more of a possibility to give over. You say they had das dalet tough, and not das. Also, you say they had das dalet ayin tough, but you say they had das is the emunah bitochin, these type of things. That you don't always have such a possibility to do when you're a different type of framework, especially a framework of a kernel. He mentioned to me, he said, if you don't end up going, then you should do it for Yungalai. You should speak out these yisaidus of Emunah Bitochen for Yungalai. It's something which everybody needs to hear, and it's something which is important for everybody. And like the maisa that they say over from Rukhane Balazhin, that once he was being oisik in Yungalai Bitochen, he was listening to the Goyim speak about Bitochen, and he had reaches on himself, taking blood out for the Tzerech Rafua. In the middle, he was so alive from it that he took them off. He said, I don't need any Shabbos anymore. And then the Goyim stopped talking about it. He felt, I went down a little bit, and he put them back on. In other words, it's something that, as the more you speak about it, the more you're connected to it, the more it's a milta, the ram yaleh, the inish, and adaite, the more a person has a chance to it, the more a person feels it, and the levels change. There's always, it's not stagnant. It can change by day, and it can change by minute, as we see. It can change by, the more a person's isaac in it, the more it has effect. And just getting a shari tshuva. To find out. And not only that, this is something that for Etzem is important for every Yid, every day of his life. Etzem. Rabbi Yonah says something at the beginning of Shar Gimel when he's talking about the different mitzvahs. So in Tezayin he says as follows: Veda. Here's your sign. There's his sign. The biggest milus that we have in Yiddishkeit were given to us as mitzvah essay. Not as glorious essay, not as mitzvah essay. Come on, milus habachira. Shemer vachata bachayim. Milus talmud Torah. Shemer vidbar tabam. Milus leches vidarchi Hashem. Shemer valach bidrochov. Milus shleimus habitochin. Shemer tomit yem Hashem lekecho. Milus izboinim gedulas Hashem. Shemer vidat yem Hashem lekecho. Miles different chasodav is binding b'hem, being is binding the ma'isam of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is chayitus kol aderech, yedati mevavecho, v'nemer u'miles ha'avoida, shnemer oitli savri, u'miles ha'yiro, shnemer Hashem lekechatira, u'miles ha'ava, shnemer rafta Hashem lekecho, u'miles ha'dveikus, shnemer revoi sidbok, v'chol achas mihina kama madrigis, kashe yizbar v'zus ha'kel. These are really, most of these are chayvis ha'levavis. These are not chayvis ha'ivarim. Talmud Torah is we're talking about Dvekus, Avo, Yiro, Hisbaininus, Mimaris Hashem, Bechiro, Yitochain, all these things are really Chavis HaLavavis, they're not Chavis HaYivarim. And he ends off, he says, Bavur HaMailas Ha'ila Nivra Ha'adam. It's for these Mailas that we just mentioned over here. Bavur Mailas Ha'ila Nivra Ha'adam. Shenemer Kol HaNikri B'Shvi L'Vayin V'Rotiv, Umatikvais HaNira HaNivra Imla Yosim Amal Nafshay V'Ikir Iskoi Badvar Meshanivra Bavur. And what hope does a person have if he doesn't expend effort in the things that he was created for? So here Rabbi Yonah, in one nice paragraph, just summed up why we're here. And he tells us the ikar of why we're here is for Bechiro, Talmud Torah, Bitochin, Avo, Yiro, Dveikus, these things. And if a person doesn't expend effort on it, so then what's he doing here? That means that these are the things that a person has to spend time on. And it's not just, even though Lamaisa, as we're Mekubal in Yeshiva, that the Iker is Torah, and Lamaisa Talmud Torah Kinegu Kulom, and for sure, that is Eishtein Chazal, and there's no getting around it. But there are certain things that need a specific basic in them, and that it's not in addition to the Hisaskas and Torah. In addition to Hisaskas and Torah, if a person learned Torah ala derecha, the way that he should, betzem, then he should come to all these things. That's the way to come to Ava, like the Rambam says. The way to come to Dveikus, the way to come to all these things is through the Torah. But the same way that we have to learn Musar Bizmanenu, because we can't not always can we get it through the Torah. These things certainly need an Isik, and not only that, Iker Iskir Bidvarm. The Iker Isik is in these Dvarm. And Befrat, when a person doesn't always have the Icherlis to learn the entire day. Many people, that's not what they're going to be doing for their entire life. Certainly there's, Talmud Torah is one of the 11 things that are mentioned over here. But there's really a whole bunch of other things that are mentioned there, like the Mesil Sesharim and his Avdamo. So if you look at the Seder Vikuach, where he wrote the Mesil Sesharim as a back and forth between a Chassid and a Chacham, the Chacham tells him, why are you spending so much time with this in Yoni Musa? What are you doing, wasting your time? He says, what do you do with your time? He says, he learns Gemara, Farshim Paiskim, that's the Iker, every Bima Ein of these things. He says, I don't understand. You look at the Pasuk, it says, Marsha Mekecha Derish Bimcho, Shem Bimcho, Kim Velech Yudrocho, Lishmachol Betzvaisov, Lavo, the Yiro. There's five things I think in the Pasuk that I mentioned. Only one of them is Lishmachol Betzvaisov, is the Inyani Torah Mitzvah. There's also the Ava, the Yira, the Lesz Bedrachov, all these. What about the other four or fifths that are in the Pasuk that you're not being Oisik in? Certainly, Talmud Torah, it's interesting, he doesn't mention it as the first of the Milas. It's certainly from the most important of the most important. But Lamaisa, there is a whole bunch of other Milas here that a person has to put effort into. And that's really Shema. Supposed to bring to Avo, it's supposed to bring to Yirah, Balsam on Shemayim. That's what really the day is set up in a certain way that it should bring to these things, but it needs a little bit of Hisaskus. And therefore, I thought to speak a little bit about Inyone Imunu Bitochen, more Bitochen. Maybe I'll be the Chavis Lavavis, that will be the springboard maybe. But all Bitochen really starts with Emuno. As the Chazanish says, he says that Emun is bebechinas ha'alocho, and bitachon is bechinas ha'maiso. Ba'etzem, he says really the same thing. Just Emun is more in theory, and bitachon is more in practice. And it's easy to have bitachon, which would be, let's say, the theoretical emuno, without, if it doesn't, not having to put into practice. Person, he says, as Mashal says, the Chazon Ish, person says that he's a Baal Bitachon, yeah, he believes in everything is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, whatever he does is fine, everything is fine and dandy, as long as things are going well for him, he's a Baal Bitachon. All of a sudden, somebody opens up a business across the street from him, the same business as him, he's about to have the verge of having a heart attack. I understand, you're such a Baal Bitachon. It's easy, he says, to pout that you're a Baal Bitachon until it comes down the Maizom. Now, kafi, the tekef of a person's emuno, that's going to be the tekef of the person's bitachon. As much as a person realizes that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Baruch Hu is the Mashgiach, and the Baruch Hu knows exactly what's best for him, then his bitachon is going to be stronger and be able to weather any storm. The Mela really has to start from Inyani Emuno. The Shaila is, why do you have to speak about emuno? Who doesn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam? Like the Rebbe Chanan's first shtickle in Krivitz Mamarim. So he says, Biur HaGadol is the Derech HaPshat, and back of the Sefer, Krivitz Haaretz. So the first shtickle that he says over there, he says, I don't understand, how could it be that there's a tzivui to believe in a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Emunah is something which is almost theory, it's abstract, something that it's an almost an emotion. And how can you force every 13-year-old to be, how could you tell him that Bechuyiv in Emuno? This is something that even the biggest philosophers didn't believe. Aristotle didn't believe in it very early. He didn't anything that he couldn't see with his own eyes. He was Makish. Now, how could it be that Aristotle, from the greatest, the way that the Rambam refers to him, that he is the greatest level of Chokhmah underneath a Nevuah? So he was from the smartest people that ever walked this earth. And nevertheless, he didn't believe in a Bar Yerlam. How could we Mechayiv every 13-year-old to believe that there's a Bar Yerlam? So he says that the truth is that it's very simple. And anybody that looks around for a second understands that there's a Bar Yerlam. The same way that he knows, right? If I would tell you that this Shtender appeared by itself, then everybody would look at me like it's ludicrous. Then the whole world and trees and thousands of miles of blood vessels inside of you and your eye and everything else that came that happened by itself? Zikr has to be a Bari. It's clear beyond the shadow of a doubt. There's no question in the world that anybody, any sane human being looking at the world has to believe that it didn't happen by itself. It has to be that there was a creator that created it. So why didn't even the greatest people believe it? How come they didn't understand it? So he says, the way the Rabbi Chanan says, he says that they were pashit blinded. They were blinded. And if you're blinded by your retainers, by your taivas, then you're not going to believe it. It's misalif, and it's mavir. It causes a person to be blind to something which is so pashit. But if his eyes are closed, then there's no way to see it. You can't force somebody to complain that somebody doesn't see what color it is. If he's colorblind, if his eyes are closed. So they were blinded by the retainers. If there's a bird, then there's obviously a reason why the world was created. If the world was created for a reason, so then I gotta figure out what that reason is. And if that reason doesn't stem with what I wanna do, then I'm up the creek without a paddle. So I'd rather just say that there's no bury. I'd rather just pretend that in a hanami, if I don't see it, it doesn't exist. And ignorance is bliss. And that's it. That's the way to live. But in a hanami, anybody that's a sane person believes that there's a bury in them. If so, what are we talking about emunah for? Everybody believes that there's a bari nishma. But certainly emunah doesn't start and stop there. Emunah is the gimel ikrin, like the Sefer Ikrim writes, is metzias Hashem, that's the first one, terem min hashamayim, and hashkocho, schar vaynish. And that batim is the malchus zichronos v'shefris of the Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. Malchus is metzias Hashem, zichronos is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Zoycher Ma'isim, that means Emunah V'Hashkocha and Tzchar V'Einish, and Terem Min HaShemayim is Shefris, which was the Shefris of Matan Torah. Not only that, the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, Be'etzim, you could split them up into these Gimel Ikrim, and they're just maybe more detailed, but Be'etzim, they could all be split up into these Gimel Ikrim. And the truth is that really Kol HaTorah Kulo is boils down to Emunah. It's not just this Gimel Ikrim. Kol Mitzvaseh Emuno. Bo Chabakuk v'midan alachet. Tzadik v'emuno seyichet. That Chabakuk came and he was maimed the entire Torah on one mitzvah. Tzadik v'emuno seyichet. In fact, the Mefarshim, Mashos, Marech, Batis Gemara. And he says, what was Chabakuk coming to do? He's coming to say that you don't have to do the other 612 mitzvahs. You only have one mitzvah, you don't have any other mitzvahs. What was he coming to do? And he says, Zichrona. He says, no. He says, Be'etzem, all the mitzvahs are boiled down to Emunah. There's Anoichi Hashem Aleichecha, which is mitzvah Tessay, and Le'ir Lechol, which is mitzvah Tzlei Tessay. He says, Be'etzem, it's really mitzvah in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Torah Tzivalonu Moshe. How do we know how many mitzvahs there are? All the many mitzvahs, where do they get it from? It's the Gemara at the end of the market. Torah Tzivalonu Moshe. Torah Begemat. We know that the Gemara says, what do you mean? Torah is only Gematria 611, not 613. The Gemara says, Anoichi Velayir Lechol Mi Piagvura Shamanu. The first two mitzvahs, Anoichi Nilecha, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Poshet Pshat is, where the Rav Rishonim seem to learn, is that Anoichi Nilecha are mashlim to 613. And that's the 613 mitzvahs that we have. So says the Marsha, he says that Be'etzim, what's the Gemara coming to say? He says that Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's only one mitzvah. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us? Tell us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Emunah. Anoichi Hashem Leikecho and Lo Yilecho. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only one thing. However, Mitzad Mekablim, we see it split up into 613. We see it in as detail, and it's split up into 613 mitzvahs. But Be'etzem, at the root, it's really all Kol Mitzvaseh Emunah. Not only that, Ramach Ivarim is Keneged. Ramach Mitzvah Seseh is Keneged. Ramach Ivarim. Loisaseh is Keneged. Shasah Gidim. He says, what's the mitzvah of Emunah? Which Aver is it? He says it's the lev. It's the Eivr Shana Shama Tluya Bani. That's the whole, everything is gets its chiyus from the lev. Mamela, that's the ikr mitzvah's essay. That's the root of all mitzvah's essay is really Emunah. And that's the nekuda that a person has to work on, really. That to realize that everything comes from the Kaddish Baruch. That Emunah means that it's not just Emunah, it says, Vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdai before by his Hashem. They believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They believed that there was Ribbon Hashem. They believed in Tzchar V'Einish. They just saw Makas. They just saw who knows how many Makas. They saw Yad Hashem Amish in all the Makas of Mitzrayim. They come to Yam Suf. No, then Vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdai. There was a higher Darga. There's Ein Tzvor. There's infinite amount of Dargas in Emunah. It says by Avraham Avinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that you can have children. Vehemin Ba'Hashem Yachshav Elei Tzedakah. He was maimin on the Kodesh Baruch Hu on the Besuro, and Yachshav Elei Tzedakah. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was machshav it as a zchus and a tzedakah. The fact that he was maimin in him, in fact, Ramban, I don't understand. He's not going to be maimin on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him something. He's not going to believe him. I don't understand. He's willing to shecht his own kid for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's not going to believe that he gives him the Besuro Teva. So certainly, first of all, Emunah over here doesn't mean believing that there's Ribbono Shel Olam, right? He's speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no question about it. He's not believing Vehemin Ba'Hashem. It means much more than that. It's a much greater Emunah. What's Takav Shadon Rashi? So Mefarshim speak it out. The Sfarnit speaks on this pasuk, and he says that even though it was Nimna Mitzara Teva, was totally out of the realm of Teva Bechlal. As a matter of fact, Chazal say that he didn't have the Kirchis, the Ovis Nimois, did not have the Kalim to have children. It wasn't naturally and physically possible for Avraham Avinu to have children. Nevertheless, he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that his clarity was so great that there's nothing past the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though he knew that it wasn't Shaykh, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that it's Shaykh, and that's the Emunah, and it's all aspects of life are like that. And a person that really, like the Rabban says at the end of Voi, he says, Ein la'odam chilek b'turis Moshe Rabbeinu ad shiyamin b'chol devarenu u'mikrenu kulam nisim ein b'em teva u'minhoge shal olam klal elam yasa mitzvah yasa tenet zorim yavar alein if yasa tenet onshin hakol b'gzeris elyon. There's no teva whatsoever, there's nothing. It's not shaykh, says the Rabban, that if you do mitzvahs it's going to rain, and if you don't do mitzvahs it's not going to rain. It says that there is no teva. Everything a person has to believe that if he goes kineged the rotsan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no way that he's going to be masliach. And even though right now it looks like he's going to be masliach, at the end of the day, it's not shy. And if he does what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to do, there's no way that he's going to lose out. Ain kazeh davar. If he's going to yatzichen eschor, if he does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, then he's going to be masliach. And everything that happens is a kol b'gzeiras elyon. That's really, says the Rambam, that's from nisim what we're supposed to get out. And that's the munah nizaga, that when a person realizes that everything that happens in the world is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's for his best, and b'chulu, then there's no nikkama, and there's no netiro, and there's no kino, and there's no takra, and there's a lot of menuchas hanefesh, and there's a lot of b'tochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and a person is pani la'avodas Hashem, which is what we all want to be zeichet to.